Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and we welcome you to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. We're live on the air and online, so if there's something you'd like to talk about or a Bible question we can answer, we invite your call now to 844-322-2742. That number's good in the U.S. and in Canada, 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, everybody, and here's Bob Christopher.
As obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance, but just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do. For it is written, be holy because I am holy. Those are words from the Apostle Peter in his first letter, and they have a lot of meaning to us today, and that's what we want to talk about on today's broadcast. So here, very clearly, Peter is encouraging us, admonishing us to be holy in all that we do. So what does that look like? If you were to describe what the holy life looked like, what would it be? That's what we want to talk about. If you have some thoughts, some ideas on that, we want you to call right now, be a part of today's broadcast.
Yep.
The number 844-322-2742 is open. We have a couple of callers on the line, and we'll get to those in just a minute, but we have several open lines awaiting you. So go ahead and call right now, 844-322-2742. The topic, what does holy living look like? How is that distinct from what we see out there in the world? Describe it to us. We want to hear your thoughts and what you think the Bible is teaching us on that particular subject. Have a couple of great quotes that I want to share about holiness. The first one comes from Scott McKnight. He's a theologian, a blogger, a writer, a speaker, prolific in all of those things. And this is how he defined holiness. And I thought this was very succinct, to the point, and very clear. Holiness can be defined, so I think, as love burning in one direction. So let me read that again. Holiness can be defined, so I think, as love burning in one direction. So think about that for a few minutes. And then the other quote that I wanted to share is from Tara Beth Leach, and she wrote this in her book, The Apostle Paul and the Christian Life. Holiness is life lived by people in the fullness of the Holy Spirit, who are empowered to offer a drastic alternative to the world around them. So holiness is life lived by people in the fullness of the Holy Spirit, who are empowered to offer a drastic alternative to the world around them. So what is that drastic alternative? That's the question for the day. What does that look like? What does holy living look like? And we look forward to hearing from you on this particular topic.
844-322-2742. The lines are wide open. Plenty of time. We'd love for you to post your question or join this particular conversation and tell us what holiness looks like to you. 844-322-2742.
Thanks, Bob. We're going to go to O'Fallon, Missouri, and talk to Brad. Hi, Brad.
How you doing today? I think what I want to talk about will help the conversation. And so many people get beat up. And Andrew Farley at this time is doing what he calls hot spots. And I think one of the hot spots in Scripture is Philippians 2:12 and 2:13, where it talks about the last part of verse 12, talks about working out your salvation with fear and trembling. And that so many people take that upon themselves. But I kind of learned a little trick from Andrew Farley, who goes beyond scripture and comes to a therefore or a for. And I've been doing this week and saying, well, let's look at verse 13 first, Philippians 2:13, where it is God is at work in you both to will and do the work of his good pleasure. And so many people don't understand that it's God living in and through us, and everything he does in and through us personifies his character and his attributes. You talked about it yesterday, and what comes out of us, what reflects through our soul, is the love of God coming out through us to other people, to one another in the body of Christ and to the rest of the world. So I think I looked at Philippians 2:12 in the to find out if there were other renditions of that verse, and the Net Bible said, "Work out our salvation with reverence and awe," and that's backed up by the Amplified Bible also. And I think that's a better rendering of that verse 2:12. But I realize that it's God living in and through me, and because He lives in and through me, it's His salvation that He gives. That's His gift, and He works it in and through us, and the salvation is worked out in love. So I think that's probably what I'd like to add, and I'll let you comment.
Well, thanks, Brad. This is one of those troubling verses in the Word of God. So many people will take this verse 12, "Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling." They'll take that verse as a verse that can sometimes mean you can lose your salvation. If you're not working it out, then, you know, maybe you're going to be lost or something like that. But that's not what Paul is saying at all. He has just gone through a whole discussion about the attitude of humility. And that word, that phrase, fear and trembling, is all about humility. That's what he is talking about, that. How do we work out our salvation with humility? We don't work it out through a spirit of pride. We don't work it out through human effort. We work it out through a spirit of humility, where we submit ourselves to the work of God in our lives. And as we submit ourselves to the work of God in our lives, we're going to see this salvation being worked out in and through us. And that's what he says in verse 13, "For it is God who works in us to will and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose." So God is the source. God is always the main character of this great story that we've been engaged in through the gospel. So God is the main character. As we learn to abide in him through that attitude of humility, we're going to see this work that he is doing in us lived out through us. That's how this Christian life works. Mm-hmm. It doesn't work through human effort. It doesn't work through pride. It doesn't work through a list of do's and don'ts. It works through abiding faith expressed in love toward others. So what is God going to be working in us? He's going to be working in us love and peace and joy and reconciliation and forgiveness and all of those qualities that we see throughout the New Testament. That's what God works in us. And as that comes through us into the lives of others, we see that we're fulfilling the very purpose that God has for us.
Absolutely. Well, friends, what does holiness look like to you? We'd love to hear from you. 844-322-2742. Plenty of time on the clock. Plenty of open lines right now. 844-322-2742.
Israel. When you walk the same ground as the patriarchs Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, something indescribable happens. When you stand where King David, the prophet Elijah, and the apostle Paul stood, something unspeakable takes place. Israel. You'll experience the Garden of Gethsemane and visit the house of Caiaphas. You'll walk the Via Dolorosa, the footsteps of Jesus, to Golgotha, the place of the cross, the place of the skull. You'll visit the garden tomb, the burial place of Jesus, and the place of his resurrection. When you see, touch, and smell the locations where the Lord Jesus himself lived, ministered, and prayed, you'll realize that no other place on earth can deliver such an experience. No other investment one can make offers so much in return. Israel, February 2017, with Basic Gospel. Click events at basicgospel.net for all information.
Well, we do hope many of you will join us on that particular trip next February, February 7th through the 18th. We have just limited spots available, so if you want to join us, we encourage you to sign up quickly. I think when you sign up, there is a deposit, which is going to guarantee your spot, and then final payment is due much later in the year. So if you're thinking about joining us, you're fearful of having to pay everything up front, you don't have to do that. All you need to do is to give a deposit. And then our tour company will be connecting with you and working through all the details of when final payments are due. But this can be a trip of a lifetime. It is a trip of a lifetime. You and I have been there several times, and I just don't know that there's any place more wonderful on the planet than Israel, to see where Jesus lived his life, to see where he purchased our very soul so that we could be set free, to see where forgiveness was bought for us, to see where life was given. It is just a fabulous place. Come join us. All the information is at basicgospel.net on the events tab.
Yes, indeed. Well, again, the phones are wide open, friends, 844-322-2742. Give us a call. We want to hear from you, 844-322-2742.
Let's go talk to Tony, listening to us in New York on WMCA. Hi, Tony.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Well, good afternoon to you.
Yes, thank you. You know, I was the other time was last week. I was like, okay, fine. Okay, great. I repented on my sins. I'm going to hold on to this. I'm really, really going to be a good boy. And all of a sudden, everything just, the whole domino just fell down. You know, and I was just listening to what you were talking about. It was like, you know, it's like grace to take grace out of yourself. You know, but I tell you, it's like I struggle with the fact that, okay, I understand my holiness, God implanted it, but I can't see that. I don't know what it is. I struggle with that. And it's like, oh my goodness, so what can I do? Okay, I lean to Christ, but in my mind, the devil's just trying, you know, creeping in there. And what I do is I try to lean to Christ, but then I fall into his trap. And then I say to myself, what the hell am I doing, you know? And then you talk about the topic of holiness. The way I look at holiness, I can understand. That's just me. I don't understand it. Yeah. But I believe in Christ. I put my faith and trust in him. But I don't understand it. And I just don't
Well,
see
Tony,
it in my life.
Let's see if we can help you with that as far as holiness is concerned. The word holiness has the same root as the word sanctified and the same root as the word saint. So all three of those words are tied together. So to be sanctified means to be set apart. So you have been set apart through your belief in Christ Jesus, through his shed blood, through the sanctifying work of the Spirit. So that happened the moment that you were saved. You were sanctified at that moment. You were set apart. What were you set apart for? To be used by God in this world, to share his life and to reflect his life to the world at large. So there's not a list of rules and regulations that you have to follow in order to be holy. You simply connect by faith or through faith to the Holy One and allow him to live his holy life in and through you. So what does that holy life look like? Well, it's going to look a lot like love. That is something that is distinct and set apart from what we see in the world, isn't it? We don't see a lot of love out there in the world. We see judgment. We see condemnation. We see fear. We see guilt. We see shame. We see all of those sort of qualities and characteristics out there in the world. But when we allow Christ to live his life through us, then we're going to bear the fruit of love in our lives, and that is something that is different, set apart, unique in this world in which we live. So, Tony, you have come to know Christ personally, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes.
So you have been set apart. You have been made holy in Christ. That's good news, isn't it?
Yes, it is, sir. Yes, it is, sir.
So I want you to take your Bible, and I want you to look up Hebrews 10, chapter 10, verse 10, and I want you to read that, memorize it, and thank the Lord for it, because in that verse, you're going to see the writer of Hebrews say, by that one sacrifice, we have been made holy. That was God's will, that you be made holy in God's sight. And that came about through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. So when you received Jesus Christ, you were set apart. You were made holy in God's sight. Now, if God has made you holy, that's pretty holy, isn't it?
It's mind-boggling.
It is mind-boggling, and your response means you're getting it. It is mind-boggling to think that God has made you as holy and righteous as his Son, not because of anything that you have done, but because of the work of Christ on your behalf. Now, you have been set apart, you have been made holy, so that you can function in the way that God designed you to function. And that is to walk by faith, to abide in Christ and allow him to live his life through you. Does that make sense to you, Tony?
Yes, it does. And thank you for the fresh word, Hebrews 10:10.
Hebrews 10:10. Let me put you on hold as well. I want to send you a copy of my book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. I think you will find a lot of help and benefit in reading that and learning exactly what this gospel is and what Christ has done for you through his death, burial, and resurrection. You hang on the line, Tony.
Bob, I know all of us as a staff give back to Basic Gospel because we so deeply believe in the message that God has given us to put on these airwaves, and we all count it such a blessing to give in support of this ministry. What can you tell our listeners about the blessing and the importance of supporting Basic Gospel?
Well, it's the opportunity to be a part of a solution. There's problems out there in this world.
Yes.
And they're deep problems. They're not surface problems. They're not problems that can be solved with just Band-Aid solutions. They're heart problems. And there's only one message that deals with the heart, that can change the heart, and that's the gospel of Jesus Christ. So if you want to be a part of solving the problems out there, one way in doing that is promoting the good news of Jesus Christ, yes, delivering the good news of Jesus Christ. And here God has put together a platform to do that through Basic Gospel. So by giving to Basic Gospel, you become a part of the solution. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what we all want to be a part of, the solution. So give generously. When you do, you're going to be delivering the answer to the problems of man to people all around the world.
Absolutely. Click donate on any page at basicgospel.net or speak with our operator at 844-412-2742. Again, quickly, 844-412-2742.
Let's go to Pastor Norman listening to us in Dallas, Texas on the Word. Hi, Pastor.
Hello. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
And to you as well. Thanks for joining us on today's broadcast.
Thank you. I know you posed the question about what is holiness. And holiness is a loaded word. I mean, we're talking about being as Christ is on this earth. I do concur with what you said to the previous caller about having Christ live in and through us is the best way to live a holy life. I do know that, you know, God's grace has saved us from our sins and we walk that way, but it's also a lot of effort that we have to do to surrender our life completely to him on a daily basis, to deny ourselves, pick up our cross, and walk with him every single day. I think that's where the struggle begins for a lot of people, is the surrendered life, and living as Paul said in Romans 12:1-2, you know, to be not conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Yeah.
And
well, and I like to look at that as a privilege, you know, that we get to offer ourselves to God, the God of this universe, every single day. You know, we have this example, say the president came to visit in Dallas and he needed a car and he asked you if he could use your car. You would be privileged among all people to say, hey, the president used my car. Well, we have even something greater to say, is that the God of this universe is living through me, is using me in this world of darkness to dispel that darkness with the light of his life. So that's the privilege that we have in Christ. So if we see it in those terms, it's much easier to let go of the things of this world, because we have something much greater standing in front of us. Jesus Christ himself that who wants to live his life in and through us. So when we see it, and I think in the positive light, as the old song says, the things of this world grow strangely dim. So in light of the glory of God, in light of the holiness of God, the mercy of God, the forgiveness of God, the very life of God in Christ, it's much easier to say, hey, I don't want to be a part of that world system anymore. I have Jesus. There's nothing better than him.
Absolutely. Pastor, good to hear from you. Thanks for calling.
Yes, indeed. Well, let's go to Lorraine in Bridgeport, Connecticut. Hi, Lorraine.
Yes, hi, good afternoon. It's nice talking to you. It's so good to hear somebody talking about sanctification and holiness. And for me, it's my first time calling in, and I'm just very happy. And I wanted to say, for me, holiness is like, you know, having love, joy, long-suffering, you know, and just peace, and being kind to each other on a daily basis, handling yourself very well in traffic, you know, just showing the love of God in your daily life while you're reading your Bible, and you should be living it. And I think that is what holiness is in my life.
Yeah, Lorraine, I think I really appreciate your comments on that. You know, we have a slogan, Lorraine, as far as Basic Gospel is concerned, and that slogan is this: hear it, believe it, and live it. So we have to hear the good news about Jesus and the fact that his shed blood has set us apart, has made us holy in God's sight. That's truth. And we need to hear that truth. And then we need to come to the point and ask ourselves, do we really believe it? Do we really believe that we've been made holy in God's sight? And once that belief is firm and sure, then it's easy to live that out. So if we're doubting that we've been made holy in God's sight, if we're doubting that we have been sanctified once and for all by the shed blood of Christ and the sanctifying work of the Spirit, if we doubt that, then we're going to struggle with how to live it out. You understand what I'm saying there?
Absolutely. And because I'm from the Caribbean and I'm here, it's just nice to hear people who are not selfish, looking after their own needs, and people talking about these topics. It's really encouraging, and I hope that people learn from it, people learn to live this life, and I'm just very encouraged by it.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Lorraine. We certainly appreciate your call today. Thank you for joining us on this edition and weighing in on the topic. And as I said yesterday, holiness in action equals love. And so how does that work? How does that spell itself out in our day-to-day lives? It's by abiding in the Holy One. So as we abide in Christ, then we're going to see the fruit of his love being expressed through us. That is holiness in action. And that's the alternative that the world knows nothing about. That's distinct. That's separate. That's set apart from the world system.
Yes.
That's set apart from the desires of the flesh. That's set apart from the lies of Satan and all of those sort of things. Love is totally distinct, totally unique in this world, and we have the opportunity to express it by faith. And as we do, that's what it means to live this holy life, to be holy in all that we do.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Bob. Friends, be sure to download the Basic Gospel app. It's loaded with features to help you stay connected to the best news this world will ever hear. The Basic Gospel app, it's available now in the App Store. Also, I want to remind you that time is running out to receive your copy of Against the Current, the 3-CD teaching series by Bob Christopher. This offer expires on May 31st, so be sure to get your gift of $20 or more into the ministry. Simply click Donate on any page at basicgospel.net, or you can speak with our operator at 844-412-2742 during Central Time office hours. Again, that number, 844-412-2742. Take advantage of this opportunity to get this very special CD series by Bob Christopher. Well, thanks for being with us today, everybody, for Basic Gospel. Now, for Bob Christopher, for Richard Piper and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis with an invitation to join us again tomorrow for another live edition of Basic Gospel. I hope you'll be here. Bye-bye.